Hello, and this is a little bit of an addendum to the episode that we recorded earlier in the year with Hannah Oliver Depp. And by the time this is recording, we may still very well be in quarantine. I hope not, but safety first, obviously. So should we be? I definitely wanted to talk to Hannah about the circumstances going on, especially impacting booksellers, indies who we love and we want to continue to support through this, after this, and of course before this. So I'm really appreciative of Hannah, of everything she does, obviously, but also taking the time out to also talk to me in a corona world now, because when we talked, it was January and supposedly we weren't affected by this in the States. And now some of us are in week four of quarantine and we may or may not be okay.
Who knows?
Welcome back, Hannah.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to talk to you through the safely socially distanced airwaves.
I don't know. I think there's like a hodgepodge of questions I have, but I think the first one is, how are indies doing right now? Because for many, they're closed, doing curbside pickup, doing a lot of things digitally. And how can we help indies at this time when so much is not just digital, but enforced isolation? So there are also limitations in the digital realm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the first thing is to do a little Google. I'm always shocked by people who message me on social media or literally go on our website and message through our website and ask if we take online orders when, in fact, the website that they're messaging me through also has a search bar and an add to cart button. So yes, do a little search. See if your local indie or favorite indie, even if they're not local, has a functioning website right now that are doing orders, because the majority of them do. And you can order directly from that independent bookstore and they will ship to you, or if curbside pickup's available, if that's considered safe where you are. We are not currently at Loyalty offering curbside pickup. There just wasn't a way for us to do it in a way that we felt maintained the safety of our staff and customers. So we are strictly shipping. So different bookstores have different restrictions on them, either self-imposed or imposed by their city or state. But I do think that the best thing you can do is to order something directly from them, or order a gift, you know, order a gift card and come in and shop when we reopen. That gives us a little bit of, that helps with cash flow. Same thing if they have membership programs or things like that. A lot of people have those set up right now. But yeah, always the best thing you can do is actually the same thing now as it always is to shop at indies. People talk a lot about like, oh, you know, should we do a crowdfund? Should we do this or that? And now is kind of the time for that sort of thing. But it's actually just pretty straightforward capitalism. If you buy it from us, we get to stay open. So shopping directly is the best thing. And the next best thing is bookshop.org, which a lot of independent bookstores are listed on there with affiliate pages. And so you can order your book via bookshop and a percentage of that sale will go to your independent bookstore. Or if there isn't one close to you, but you still want to support indies and you want to shop online, that's the way you can do it, is bookshop.org. And then the next thing is that there was just launched a Save Indie Bookstores campaign, and that the American Bookselling Association is doing a partnership with some folks like James Patterson, Reese Witherspoon. And it is a really amazing fund that's happening, and it's saveindiebookstores.com. And if you do have some extra income, which I know a lot of us do not right now, but you can donate a direct donation. Or if you work with an organization that's looking for places to donate to, this is a great fund. And it's in partnership with BINC, which is a resource that booksellers can tap into in times of strife and struggle that has always before focused on individual booksellers. So if you suffered a flood or a health crisis, you could apply for a little bit of money here. And they also do advanced learning scholarships. It's an amazing organization. But now they're doing the Save Indie Bookstores initiative, like I said, with some high profile partners. And the American Bookselling Association and BINC is focusing on helping with rent relief, utility relief, payroll relief for specifically independent bookstores. And it's a really lovely thing.
That last part was actually going to be my follow up, because in the first few weeks of this, in mid-March, sadly, a lot of places that have been branching out and had huge staff, Powell's, McNally Jackson. I mean, City Lights has not let their staff go, but they're doing kind of like a make or break campaign right now, which is early April. So I was wondering if there were funds or anything like that. I know people are looking into small business loans, and maybe with this $1 trillion, you know, relief, quote unquote, fund from the feds, maybe that'll help a portion of very needy small businesses versus billionaires, mm-hmm. but not mm-hmm. optimistic personally. Nope. So I was wondering if there was other funds that we can add to. Yes. That would actually go to you.
Yes. And that is the thing, is that so many bookstores are in, it's a wide variety of situations. You have bookstores like Powell's or Strand or Politics and Prose. You have City Lights. You have some bookstores are not for profit and some are. And then you have tiny bookstores like mine, you know, bookstores just starting out. You have bookstores devoted to people of color, you know, women and children first, Word Up, Cafe Con Libros, Loyalty, haha. And we are, you know, more mission-driven, so we had a narrower focus to begin with. The book industry is so wide, even though there's not maybe as many of us as there used to be. We've been a growing industry for the last few years, again, which has been wonderful to see, but it means that a lot of people are in a more delicate position when this hit. There's a lot of new stores. There's a lot of stores opened by millennials. There's a lot of stores, like I said, that are mission focused. And the fact of the matter is that we operate, all of us, including the most successful, huge, giant bookstores in the country, on a razor thin margin. When, you know, you shop around a business plan with a bookstore, you know, the prevailing business sense is like, this is not possible. There's no way a store can stay open on these margins. And you stay open because you work to the bone as a labor of love. But the margins that we function on are insane. And so even huge bookstores don't have a cash reserve that really allows you to get through this unscathed. And we care so much about our employees because they're in this with us that a lot of people are doing various different things. I've retained a couple of staff members, and I'm working on applying for everything so I can bring everybody back on. The idea that we are not able to glide through this is not because we're not smart business owners. It's because the industry is really, really inhospitable to basic business sense. And so we need something like Save Indie Bookstore campaign, because there is not a huge cash reserve for us to tap into. And the fact of the matter is that just because an act gets passed to give small businesses, independent contractors help, the money is not going to actually hit any of our pockets for a long time, if in fact it does make it. It is 100% incumbent on us to apply for those things, to stay on top of our books and our business. But by the time anyone actually sees those checks, a lot of people already have closed. So something internal for and focused on independent bookstores will address those issues that are weird and unique to our industry and allowed us to float maybe till that larger government fund help happens.
And something we had mentioned when we did talk earlier in the year was talking to our congresspeople, talking to our local representatives, getting more breaks for small businesses in earnest instead mm-hmm. of the continuous breaks that large billionaires, you know, that we continually see. And mm-hmm. hopefully after elections and continuous elections, we will see more of a, I hope not gradual, but like seismic shift in going to more progressive, recognizing how capitalism really needs to be broken apart. I'm still thinking about that. And that was such mm-hmm. a big portion I took from our earlier conversation, was how are we going to keep these people accountable? Because now we're in something so huge mm-hmm. and we're also arguing about the value of the arts, which I know people have said online is ironic because so many people are consuming it
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And yeah. yet people are like, well, why does the arts need more money? And it's like, you're literally consuming as much yeah. as possible. It's helping you teach your children at home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's keeping you occupied. It's getting you the information you need. Like, people are actually, all of this is so necessary. And I'm worried about many things, but I'm also worried about the balance of how much the arts and book industry, and most importantly, booksellers, are going to be valued in those pockets once we start looking at the damage control of mm-hmm. all this.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of times there was a lot of public back and forth, of course, about safety measures being written into these, the federal response in particular, due to a lot of the loopholes that were deeply taken advantage of after the 2008 crash and the government response to that being, you know, full of loopholes that people took advantage of. And there are still plenty of problems, I think, with the legislation we've had so far, even though some there have been attempts to address those very obvious loopholes for large corporations and cronies and whatnot. But I do think that it is incumbent upon individuals, as it always is in a representative democracy, to stay on top of what's going to happen. And also, we're so conditioned to want a quick fix and a quick patch and to move from one thing to the next thing and not stay on it. And, you know, the amount of people who think that, oh, well, they passed this act, so every, you know, business hasn't been taken care of now. Well, like, no, nobody's received any money. Nobody, you know, we've applied. So, you know, it took most of the banks several days to figure out how to make the payroll protection program even like get those applications open. And no one's really heard back about it since applying. And the same thing for Small Business Association disaster relief loans. And then again, what is that going to look like, as you're saying, in 6 months, in a year? How are we going to be keeping track of that money as communities and as a country? We really, 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 really have a responsibility to our communities to make sure that money goes to the people that it's designed to go to. And we don't allow kind of a news story that, well, this act is passed, allow us to kind of put a Band-Aid on it and forget that's the first of many steps and that the actual application of that is going to be complicated and messy and take a long time. And we need to figure out, we have a responsibility to make sure that it's applied in a way that is actually the most helpful for our communities.
And in the meantime, I mean, it seems like, I know at my publisher, at least, we are still shipping books, mm-hmm. thankfully. Yep. And that helps y'all's. Because I was like, can we even ship books? Is that even something we could do? And we're still doing it, and we're still getting them, even though, you know, printers are shutting down temporarily and all this stuff. And so I guess also the digital realm, too, mm-hmm. is ebooks, audiobooks. There have been more that's allowed indies, especially, I think they were definitely around when we spoke, but I don't know that we gave them a little bit of space. Isn't there like an audio element that you can that you can get it from indies?
Yeah. So like, right, for instance, independent bookstores, a lot of us work with the same audiobook and ebook companies, and you can buy them right on our websites. Again, it's a way that you can support your independent bookstore in your community or one close to you, or if you don't not have one in your community, one that you love from the interwebs. And you can buy your ebooks, you can buy your audiobooks and support independent bookstores. So for audiobooks, it's libro.fm. And it's a Hummingbird for the ebooks, which means that, and they can be read on most e-readers. Obviously not the Evil A is proprietary in all things, but if you're reading on other kinds of e-readers or your iPad or your phone or just on your computer. So like if you go on loyaltybookstores.com, you can see there's a place to get ebooks and audiobooks right on our website. And if you're searching for a book, it'll offer the ebook or the audiobook version as well as the print version when you try to place an order. So most independent bookstores that have a web platform are also signed up to do audiobooks and ebooks that way. And those companies are created and designed in order that independent bookstores can get a share of that market. So they're really wonderful partners in this fight to keep books coming from a diversity of sources. And on the, you know, shipping note, I personally, you know, I moved all of Loyalty to shipping as soon as the non-essential businesses were ordered to close in DC and in Maryland, and just felt that fighting to say that my bookstore needed to stay open was not fair to my staff or to my customers health-wise, like for their health and safety, but that we could still ship. And I am the one who takes everything to the post office. And so I'm putting myself and not my employees on the line. But I'm so insanely grateful every time I talk to a mail carrier. The amount that we're putting on an underfunded system of the U.S. government right now, I think that this is showing, again, are we putting our money where our mouth is? What do we consider essential? What services turn out to be so incredibly necessary when convenience starts to crumble due to a public health emergency. I'm just incredibly grateful that there are still mail carriers walking around, taking people these packages, getting them books, getting them games and puzzles and workbooks or whatever they're ordering for themselves or for their kids. It's really incredible.
Yeah, truly, truly, truly. My cousin, one of my cousins is a mail carrier. So I'm just like, are you okay? Just talk to me. Tell me what you're doing.
What do you need?
Where are you right now?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add in terms of where we are or like how we can help and what we should be doing? Because I know what we should be doing.
Yeah.
But I think people like to hear it. And, yeah. You know, hopefully we will be more adamant come May, June, July, right. August, and November especially.
And November. Yeah. I mean, as always, down ballot, vote local, stay informed, you know, keep in touch. There is nothing more wonderful than telling someone, reaching out to whatever small businesses are in your community or authors or anyone, whether it's on social media or via email or whatever, and just saying like, thank you for being part of my community and I hope you're doing okay. You don't need to give them advice. They probably also have a long list of things they want to do to make the business more viable. Just, you know, say thank you to each other, be kind to each other. This is a really scary, hard time. A lot of us are grieving for variety of reasons. If you, like me, struggle with PTSD, this is not a fun time. You know, this is really rough. And as individuals, as communities, as a culture, this is having its mark on us. And never has trustworthy information, truth and facts been more important, and also kindness. So be nice to each other, stay informed, and remember that your community is much, much bigger than you might think.
Thank you so much, Hannah, for all the work you're doing, and please stay safe.
You too. I really appreciate you checking in. And, you know, as long as it's still safe to ship things, we're going to keep shipping. And that is the case for the majority of indies that I've spoken to. And we're in this with y'all.